This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa bil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Welcome to Jumu'ah Khutbah Summary. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said the peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him until the Day of Judgment. My brothers and sisters, the topic of this Jumu'ah Khutbah in Dubai is the best days of the year. Indeed, it refers to the best 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. SubhanAllah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He gives us possibilities and opportunities for us to ensure that we utilize these seasons, these days, these nights, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be successful in attaining Al-Jannah. My brothers and sisters, it is very, very important to understand the significance of the best 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are more beloved and more greater than any other day of the entire year, even better than the days of Ramadan, which means that doing good deeds in these 10 days are highly rewardable. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Afdal ayyam dunya ayyam ash, the most beloved days in the world are the days of Dhul-Hijjah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He takes hope about these days. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, Wal Fajr, by the dawn, Wal ayyam ash, and by the 10 nights. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that Walayalin Ash refers to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are no days more greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are no deeds more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than doing deeds in these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. My brothers and sisters, the need is to have focus, plan, and action on the best deeds that you and I can do in the first 10 days of the Hijjah, which is about to commence by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to ensure that we engage in the best of the deeds. For example, you know, dhikr of Allah. For example, engaging with the Quran, with salah, with charity, and so much more. My brothers and sisters, this is the season that combines all the pillars of Islam put together like no other. For example, in it there is prayer, in it there is pilgrimage, in it there is charity, in it there is fasting, in it there is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the need is that you and me must focus and ensure that the greatest day comes within this first 10 days of the Hijjah, Yawmul Arafah. We need to ensure that we fast all these days of Dhul-Hijjah and ensure that we gain rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us attain a greater status in the sight of Allah by investing ourselves in doing good deeds in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Muhammad bin Zayed bin Riyad. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being to all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to bless and protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to bless all Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant mercy and guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.